Hey, this is Dave Douglas. You're listening to the Greenleaf Music Podcast, A Noise from the Deep. This is the third installment of the WKCR interview where I played music by trumpeters I admire. I just wanted to mention that the Festival of New Trumpet Music is coming right up. It's September 8th through the 14th in New York. You can get more information at fontmusic.org, F-O-N-T-music.org. And I'll be playing September 9th at the Glass Box Theater at the New School with Jeremy Pelt and Stephanie Richards, Nate Woolley, and David Adewumi, along with Brad Jones and Gerald Cleaver on drums. So come on by if you're in New York. This is the WKCR interview that I did with Matt Landes. It's WKCR.org, Columbia University Radio. They invited me up as part of their musician show, and this was the resulting music. This is the final installment where you'll hear music by Stephanie Richards, Laron Thomas, Allison Phillips, Josh Evans, Ingrid Jensen with Jason Miles, Ibrahim Malouf, and a brand new composition by Steve Swallow, played by myself with Chet Doxus and Jim Doxus. The band is Riverside. As always, check us out at greenleafmusic.com. Plenty of good music there, videos, lots of stuff. And send me an email directly to podcast@greenleafmusic.com. And enjoy the show. Thanks for listening.
Just heard two tracks off of the upcoming album by Riverside, one of the members of which is sitting with us right here, Dave Douglas, the trumpet player. What do we hear?
We heard two tracks. The first one was a composition that I wrote based on Carla Blaise Kinghorn. It's called King Conlon, and then we heard Carla Blaise Kinghorn.
Awesome. And that's all off an upcoming album that we just spoke about before. If you like what you see, you know, if you like what you hear, I should really say, definitely, you know, consider buying that album. And, you know, even if you don't like it, definitely buy that album. We support our artists, but there's no reason you shouldn't like it. It was fantastic, and I know I had a good time. So up next, we're going to listen to some music by another very interesting trumpet player, Stephanie. Excuse me, I forgot her last name is out of my head.
Back to really great trumpet players. I have a track from Stephanie Richards.
Thank you.
It's as yet unreleased. Brilliant trumpeter and conceptualist and composer. And this is kind of a very unique piece. Matt, I know you, it starts really, really soft. So you had some reservations about playing it, but I think that there's so many different sonic elements going on in this track that I wanted to play it. Stephanie's a fantastic trumpeter, but as I said, you know, so much of her music, there's also a conceptual overlay that I think is really interesting and worth hearing. So if you're hearing this driving in the car, I apologize, because the first like 30 seconds or so, you know, may be obliterated by wheel noise, but, you know, please don't change your dial. Stick with us. And this is a really beautiful composition by Stephanie that's called Glass.
Okay, so Stephanie Richards, Glass. Afterwards, we're going to move on to a little bit
then
different.
Then I
want to
play
track.
Some.
Yeah.
I want to play some Laron Thomas because he's another beautiful trumpeter, and so it's a track called "In Vain," where I believe he's singing and playing the horn.
Okay, so once again, Stephanie Richards. This track is called Glass. And one more thing you want to say?
Right, and on this Stephanie Richards track, it's Jason Moran on piano, Stomu Takeshi on bass, and Kenny Wallison on drums.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Stephanie Richards, Glass. Thank you.
Make it a game to find the pain in me. If I showed you all my scars, would you then be pleased? Don't play unless it's just a game. I'd rather we don't play. Living in my head is how I've spent my day. Now sharing my bed, you dare to invade this space. Don't play unless it's just a game. I'd rather we don't play. Thank you.
You're listening to WKCR FM New York, WKCR HD1. We just heard two very different but two very good tracks. My apologies, the last 5 seconds of that second track somehow got cut off. That being said, we still heard two very, very fantastic but very different tracks. That first one was Glass by Stephanie Richards. It's an unreleased track that Dave gave quite the introduction to. And the second one was called In Vain by Laron Thomas. Once again, my apologies for cutting off the last 5 seconds of that, especially considering that Laron was playing the trumpet at the time. Dave, is there anything you would like to add about those two tracks that we just heard?
I thought it was a really interesting segue, actually, and I love Stephanie's piece. At the end, there's a reference to Kenny Wheeler that, if you really know the album GNU High well, you would recognize echoes of Kenny Wheeler's music, which I think is cool. I also think that something about it sonically, even though all the sounds were acoustic, something matched the way the programming, the production sounded in Laron Thomas's track.
Totally.
And
totally.
So it just goes to show, you know, it's not actually the instruments, it's the music, and it's right. the soul of it, and the sound. And I think Laron, what a great player, and a great, his conception of music is really, really interesting. It's worth checking out that whole album. He's going to be playing in the Festival of New Trumpet Music this coming September. It's going to run from September 8th to the 14th, I think, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But Keon Harold is programming a couple of nights, writing new music. He put together a group, and it's going to feature himself and Marquise Hill, Igmar Thomas, and Laron Thomas.
So there we go, all the people we heard tonight.
So we've heard all of them this evening. Lots of other performances will be happening over the course of that week. One person that we don't get to hear in New York a lot is a trumpeter named Allison Phillips, who's coming and playing as part of a program that'll take place at Shapeshifter with a number of other artists, including Ron Miles, including Jason Palmer, John Blevins, Wing Walker Orchestra, Danny Gauker, great players, and also, you know, just nice music.
Dave, how would one, where exactly is it happening? Is the festival taking place?
It's all over New York, different locations. There's a website, fontmusic.org, FONTMUSIC.
There we go.
I knew I had
it spelled
in me.
Too.
.org.
Awesome.
And so that's in September. You know, you mentioned Ambrose earlier, and I know you had a five-hour Ambrose Akin Musery special here last Sunday, which is fantastic. And
yes.
I am creating a project for him and myself to play together that'll happen next year at Jazz at Lincoln Center in the Allen Room. I'm putting together a sextet to play music dedicated to Dizzy Gillespie, who, as you know, is turning 100 this year.
Right.
And I wanted to sort of take a different approach to that music and play it in a new way. So it's me and Ambrose with Bill Frisell on guitar, Gerald Clayton on piano, Linda O on bass, and Joey Barron on drums.
So there we go. Yeah,
it sounds like February 2018.
Right. Sounds especially exciting. And of course, it's a gorgeous room, and it should be amazing music for a very, well, obviously, awesome milestone. Stay tuned. Of course, I'm sure we'll have something going on at WKCR as well, which we will you know, inform you guys of in a timely manner. So you mentioned Allison Phillips. If I'm not mistaken, that's where we're going right now.
Yeah. This track is called Triad Tune. It's by Allison. It's off her record called Allison Phillips Trio EP. And then we're going to transition into some Josh Evans.
Okay, so Allison Phillips, you just heard, and this is Triad Tune.
I don't think we've heard her yet. I think we're about to hear her.
Exactly, we're about to.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. That's where we're going right now. And we spoke about her, and now you're going to hear her. WKCR FM New York, this is Musician Show with Dave Douglas.
Thanks, Matt.
We'll be right back.
Just heard two tracks, once again, two tracks from two different musicians. First one, as we were talking about before, was by Allison Phillips. Just to quickly announce the personnel on that one, that was the Allison Phillips Trio. So that's Allison Phillips on the trumpet, Alessandro Fungaro on the bass, and Robin Van Ryn on the drums. Robin Van Ryn, I guess, has the same exact last name as Rembrandt. Kind of interesting. That was released October 2016. The name of that track was Triad Blue, after which we heard a track by, what did we just hear? We heard...
That was Josh Evans.
Josh Evans, Steps, was the name
Definitely
of the track.
Josh Evans. Serious.
Yeah, that was Steps by Josh Evans off the album Hope and Despair. Passing Through was the label. September 2015, Josh Evans on trumpet. Abraham Burnin on the tenor saxophone. Lawrence Blark on the tenor. Also, as well, I should say, Bruce Williams on alto, Rasan Carter on the bass, Kush Abadi on the drums, and Eric McPherson also on the drums. For those of you just tuning in right now, the time is 8:38 p.m. here in New York City. This is WKCR FM New York. Sitting with me is Dave Douglas, our guest for this week's edition of the Musician Show. Dave, you got anything to say about what we just heard?
Well, I mean... first of all, I'm really grateful to be invited here and get to play all this great music. Josh is an inspiration, and he's a musician who moved to New York from Hartford, Connecticut, and came up under the wing of Jackie McLean, and as so many musicians out of Hartford did. And so he's really a strong exponent. He's playing in Christian McBride's band now, and... I guess I've been hearing him about 5 years or so, and really, really impressive player.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. That was very impressive solo, especially at the end of that track. So where are we moving to next exactly?
I was thinking that we should hear some Ingrid Jensen and Jason Miles. And they have an album called Kind of New. And so I picked this track that's called The Faction of Cool.
So you heard it here, Ingrid Jensen and Jason Miles, the album, The Faction, The Cool. This is WKCR, The Musician Show with Dave Douglas.
Okay.
So we just heard two tracks. Once again, two tracks from two separate trumpet players that we have not yet heard. Dave, can you give us the quick rundown on what tracks those were exactly?
Well, the first thing we played there was Ingrid Jensen with Jason Miles from their album Kind of New. And then we heard a track from Ibrahim Malouf, and he's a French-Lebanese trumpeter that I've been lucky enough to do some work with. He plays a four-valved quarter-tone trumpet. And on that track, he's actually playing the piano and the trumpet. I imagine not at the same time, but it's very beautiful. Ibrahim Malouf.
Yeah, very beautiful indeed. And just in case you were curious, on that first one, we had Jason Miles on keys, Ingrid Jensen on trumpet, Jay Rodriguez on Jay Rodriguez, I'm not sure exactly what he was on, but he was playing on that track. Amanda Rutza on the bass, John Wilson on the drums. That was off of Wailing City Sound Records, released in April 2015. For those of you just tuning in, we're at the tail end of our show. The time is 8:50. We have just about 10 minutes left. This is a musician show on WKCR FM New York, WKCR HD1. 89.9 on the FM dial, WKCR.org on the web. We had Dave Douglas with us this week. Of course, in the WKCR tradition, we had several technical snafus, but I think that's is it really a musician show without one? But Dave, you know, he put together, really thank you, you put together an amazing playlist. And I know I was exposed to some artists I had not yet heard that I'm definitely going to go check out. I'm sure some of the listeners feel something a little similar. So Dave, once again, thank you. Anything else, you know, that's on your mind?
I'd say thanks for having me. Thanks for inviting me to do it, giving me the chance to put together the playlist. We got through a lot of music, so thanks.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
We got through everything, and I mentioned earlier on in the show, but this all started. Dave did an amazing show down in Jazz at Lincoln Center as part of his Metamorphosis project through Greenleaf Music. And after the show, I just loved it. After the show, I walked over to Dave and I said, you got to come to KCR. And a couple months later, here we are, successful show in the books. Mm-hmm. So how are we going to finish off exactly, Dave? And is there any last parting words for our listeners?
you know, There's something really special about this new Riverside album that we've been talking about and playing some tracks from. And one of the really special things is that Steve Swallow wrote a new piece for the album. And if you know Steve's music, you know that he composed Fallen Grace and Eiderdown and a number of other, you know, pieces that have become standards that people play. And Steve is really picky as a composer. So he, I think he takes like half of the year off every year to just focus and compose.
Wow.
And then, you know, I was talking to Chet Toxis, the co-leader and saxophonist, clarinetist on the record, and we were like, man, imagine, you know, if we take that time off, how much you'd write. And then, you know, Steve comes back from his retreat, and he's like, yeah, I got just about a tune and a half. So I would love to look at those notebooks and see, like, what's getting thrown away. Because he writes such gems. So when he came to the session and he said, I have this new tune for you guys, and it was just, it was laid out perfectly. It sounded perfect right away. And then after the first rehearsal, he completely revised it and changed it. And so I don't know that I understand what he's thinking, but it was more gem-like after it came back from the factory. And so I'm going to play, I would like to play, if you'll allow me.
Of course.
Steve Swallow's composition, Nevermind, and it's on this new album called The New National Anthem that's dedicated to Carla Bley.
Yeah, so just that's, you heard that last track. This is WKCR-FM New York. After this track, we're going to be doing The Firing Lion, the weekly sports roundup. Dave, I think you have one more thing you want to say?
Well, it's called The Firing Lion?
Yeah, well, we are the... For those of you who may not be familiar, this is officially the Columbia University radio station, and we are the Lions, for those who are more athletically inclined. So,
and it's an award-winning team, if I understand correctly. Well, it's like undefeated over many seasons.
Well, you can say, you might be able, you might be able to say actually the perfectly defeated sometimes, the Columbia Lion football team. Although, I think they're going to talk about the national championship archery-winning team.
And that Columbia just represents archery.
Yes, 100%. Take that very seriously. But
so cool.
Yeah, no, it's they're good. They're very good at archery. They're very good at fencing. They're very good at basketball. Some years are okay. Football is getting better. Football, really, they're making some changes.
And are they the Lions in every sport?
They're the Lions in every sport. But if you want to hear that roundup,
so
just stay tuned.
Yeah, at 9 o'clock, stay tuned for the Firing Lion.
Exactly. Firing Lion at WKCR. This was The Musician Show. My name is Matt Landy. He's our guest, Dave Douglas. Dave, once again, thank you very, very much. This last track, remind me the title.
It's called Nevermind, and thank you, Matt.
Thank you, Eric. Take care.